You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined now by Vicki Jo Stevens Valentine, the program coordinator for the Hazelwood Every Child Outdoor Center in Springville, Tennessee, along with station manager Kate Lochte. Thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to come see you guys.
Let's see, that is VJ. SV is in the house.
There you go. I spent a long time as a Stevens. And a quick little thing is a friend of mine said, Vicki Valentine, it sounds like a stripper up on Printer's Alley. So when I try to introduce myself as Vicki Valentine, I always get tickled. And a lot of times I don't want to be associated publicly with Bob. It's a terrible thing to say. He's a great man.
You're just off the Appalachian Trail yourself.
I am, 11 days.
I mention that because Vicki is here about a program that not many of us know about. It's out in the woods in Springville, Tennessee, and one of the curious things about we were just chatting about your press release about one of the events coming up here soon. There was a GPS address in it, and I said, that's the first time I've seen one. And Vicki Jo said, wow, it's just out in the woods. So tell us about the Hazelwood Center.
It is so amazing. I refer to it a lot of times as one of the best-kept secrets around. In the 50s, there was 380-something acres set aside. That was a Girl Scout camp, and it served West Tennessee, probably even some folks from West Kentucky enjoyed that facility. Great camp, great facility, right on Kentucky Lake, Tennessee River. And the camp was sold. Times changed and they felt their needs changed. So the camp was sold and is currently working through the state of, part of the cooperation with the state of Tennessee park system. The park system, Henry County Alliance, which is a Henry County organization that involves industrial, economic development, and tourism, work with it. So we're taking this incredible facility and we're trying to figure out the best way to make this special place special for the people in this area. So we're working right now under a grant for from the Tennessee Department of Health, and it is designed to help families work together to help their children become healthy, active participants in society. We want them to eat healthy, make healthy choices. We want their families to have the same information that the kids are getting in schools about healthy, nutritious food choices, healthy activities, so that the families can support their kids in making these big decisions. A lot of times parents don't really know some of the things that are important for their children. Studies show that kids that are involved in gardening are making at least the attempt to try new foods. If you grow a food, you're more likely to try it. And there's a whole generation of families that don't garden anymore. So you talk to kids and they go, oh, I've been in the garden, but it's almost always with their grandparents. There are lots of exceptions to the rule, but there are a lot of kids that don't have the opportunity to play in the dirt and garden and plant a radish seed and watch their eyes when they pull a radish out. Well, you know, they might not want to bite into a radish if they've never planted it. But by golly, if they've planted it, they're going to give it a try. So then you try and plant a kid-friendly radish so that when they bite into it, it's not really hot and spicy. It's just kind of a fun thing.
Sure.
You know, so
sure, sure.
You give them. So we're working with families to help them explore basic gardening, because it's also budget-friendly for them. You can buy a package of lettuce seed for the cost of one red leaf lettuce head in a store. We're helping the kids learn to garden. We're helping the parents learn to garden. We have healthy food choices and recipes. We'll have different opportunities for them to understand why it might be helpful to substitute a turkey wrap sandwich as opposed to, you know, a turkey sandwich. You know, we help them understand what could you substitute in your kid's lunch sack. What one thing could you take out and substitute that might make that lunch bag a little bit more healthy? So we try and do all of this in this incredible wooded 300-acre facility where There's nature hikes. We want kids to get active, and we want parents to be active. We want them to take hikes. You know, there are all these studies that say people don't go outside because they're afraid of ticks and Lyme's disease and mosquitoes and snakes and spiders. And there's, folks out there that aren't exposed to that. So we want them to come out and let us help them learn some of the safe ways to handle ticks and spiders and learn the difference in dangerous snakes and spiders and let them become more comfortable in the woods so that they take their kids out to the woods.
It seems almost incredible that the kids aren't getting in the woods with the tremendous resources around, like Hazelwood. Who comes and plays with you all? I know there's an underlying serious reason for doing all this, but it sounds like fun.
It is fun. It is amazingly fun. This is the third year that we've been in operation at Hazelwood. In the first 2 years, our specific target group were fourth graders. And we worked with fourth graders at one of the city schools the first year and one of the county schools. The second year, we work with two of the county schools, Lakewood and Harrelson. They bring their fourth graders out for 10 class sessions in this outdoor classroom.
Wow.
It's place-based learning. And they're there for the whole day. It's not a field trip. We tie everything to the curriculum. I do the gardening and greenhouse portion of it. So, you know, we'll plant corn, and then we graft its growth. So we work in math skills and science skills and language arts and all the different curriculum that we have. The teachers are held responsible for kids to learn. So we just do it in an outdoor setting, and we do it with hands-on learning. And so most of our families we find this year are coming through those fourth, fifth, and sixth graders that have been involved in the program, and they love Hazelwood, and they've been there, and they know the hiking trails, and they want to share that with their parents. And, you know, they drag their parents down there, and they go, oh, look, and I can take you on this hike, and the archery range is down here, and the sailboats and canoes and kayaks are down that road, you know. So that right now is where our base is coming from the kids that and their families that have been connected to the program before. This year, our family focus, we're really trying to reach out to the public, to the community. These are at no charge. There's limited. We can only take 40 participants at a time. But they're free events for families to come and enjoy with their families. The one that we have coming up is called Help the Holidays Are Coming. And so we're going to focus on, it's going to be getting cooler. What do you do when you have to move inside and you're not playing outdoors? Well, you know, we're going to set up an indoor obstacle course. The kids set one up that their parents go through, and then the parents get to turn around and set up an obstacle course inside for the kids to go through. This is something you can do in your home. We've got exercise dice where you roll the dice, and the number might two might show up, and jumping jacks might be on the second one. So you do two jumping jacks. And I'm always hoping I don't get the one that says 12 push-ups. But it's just different activities and things that you can do as a family or do with your children. You can do them indoors. We're also going to take a nature hike because we'll still have wonderful weather where just take a walk. Go outside and take a walk. And, you know, walk for 4 minutes and then walk fast for 4 minutes. Yeah, just kind of get that heart rate going. Nothing hard, nothing complicated, just things that we can help families think about doing with their kids to get them moving, get them outside. We're going to do a rainbow salad. So we'll have fruits and vegetables, fruits from all the different colors of the rainbow. So, you know, you're looking at coconut cake, pumpkin pie, all of those incredible desserts that happen around the holiday. We want to help you understand, here's a recipe and here's a little sample of it, and it's something you might want to put into your holiday menu so that you can make some healthy nutrition choices. We're going to do an herb window garden. So everybody will go home with a little herb, you know, container garden to put in their windowsill, and it may or may not be ready by Thanksgiving so that you could snip the herbs to season your turkey, but you will have experienced some gardening. You will have some healthy, nutritious food ideas. You'll have some physical activity going on, and we've kind of snuck all that in a really fun setting so that
And that particular program is coming right up.
It's coming up next weekend, the 10th and 11th.
How does one get involved?
Well, right now, the best thing to do, and this would be to call a number in Henry County. It's the Alliance phone number. They're kind enough. They've got registration forms for us, and they're fielding phone calls because we are out in the boonies and we don't always have phone service. So that phone number is 731-642-3431.
And when there's not a formal program weekend, is it my understanding that, say, I'm thinking family reunion, someone could call and say, we'd like to come out and do a family reunion and incorporate all of those activities?
We can provide programming for special groups, churches that are doing, a family day. Corporations, we're talking to a bank who wants to have a family picnic, an appreciation for their workers, have their staff down for a family picnic and talk to us about, could we have it down there? Could we maybe incorporate the archery range? Is there a way to use the sailboats or the canoes or the kayaks? And there are ways for us to do that so that when these formal activities aren't going on, there are opportunities. Paris Landing State Park would be the best number to call for that, and they'll get you hooked up with our organization to see, you might want to use the day and do your own programming, but we're certainly available. We have a campsite that has 7 cabins in it, and each cabin has 6 beds, 4 to 6, cots in it. So you bring your sleeping bag or your pillow and blanket, big fire circle, little pavilion with picnic tables. We have a campsite that has 7 big canvas tents. We call them platform tents. There's floors up off the ground, and there's cots in those, and this is my favorite spot. You can roll the walls of the tents up so the breeze comes through, and basically you just have a little tarp over your head. But outdoor showers that have hot water. It's just great. And then we have primitive camping where there's just, a cleared area in the woods where if you want to come in and do some backpacking and hiking and throw your tent out in more of a primitive, rustic area, we've got that. But so we've got the facility for folks that want to learn, want to try camping so that, but they could start out in a cabin, so they're not just jumping right out there into the woods. I have a parent, she's so excited. Her kids have been saying, Mom, all my friends go camping. Everybody's getting to go camping. Why don't we go camping? And she's going, I don't know how. I'm going to fix her. I can help her do that. I can help her learn how to just do a little basic campfire and, pitch a tent and ways to be safe, and comfortable and happy in the woods. So,
gosh, we're talking with Vicki Jo Stevens-Valentine, who is the program coordinator at a place called Hazelwood Every Child Outdoor Center in Springville, Tennessee. And we've established that Springville is sort of like this community on the map that has no boundaries.
It is. If you went to Paris Landing, I think is it 119 from Murray down to
121.
121.
79.
Yeah. I mean, we're just right before you get to Paris Landing. All of us in Henry County need to take that straight down to Paris Landing. When you get to the Dollar General store, hang a right, and then just start following the signs or asking questions.
Incredible. Is there a web presence for this organization?
There is not. Right now there is not.
Amazing.
We're trying to get a Facebook page up and going. So if at some point in time that's going to be our
I think that's kind
connection.
Of charming.
Very much so.
Well, it just means that we have to reach out to the public and let them know about what we're doing in different ways. And your opportunity to share with you on this program is one of those ways to do that. So we thank you for letting us come in and brag about these wonderful things that are going on.
We can't let you go without doing a quick scan, because the weekend that Vicki Jo just described, November 10th and 11th at Hazelwood Center, is the last one for this year, last formal program this year.
Right.
But you've already got programming through June 2013.
Absolutely. We've got, and one of the programs we're really excited about is Living Where We Do, Associated with the Lakes, how many children we find out aren't involved in going to the lake, you know. So we've got connected with an organization called Spirit of America, and we've got canoes and kayaks and sailboats and John boats that have little electric motors. And we're going to have 2 weeks in the summer that 7th and 8th graders can come down and learn how to be on the water safely. We're going to have, you know, a water safety, boating safety class. It's a component of that. It's really kind of like a day camp for 7th and 8th graders. But everybody will experience time in a canoe, in a kayak, in a sailboat. We're hoping to get the Coast Guard involved so we can get them on a big ship, a big vessel. Parents that want to be involved with that in January, we're going to be doing some things in the Paris Civic Center pool where, you know, canoe over canoe rescue. Basically, it's geared to being on the water safely. How do you, you know, personal flotation devices, water rescues, and all that will be in a swimming pool where you can learn those and then transfer that to take your children out onto the water and feel pretty safe about it. All kinds of overnight experiences. You can come for the day. We're going to do, I'm excited about this one. It's in the spring. It's from A to Z. We're going to do aerobics, Zumba, and yoga in a pine grove. Does that not just sound...
Why am I going groovy in my mind?
You know, we're going to have a three-part gardening series, and that's going to be for the adults. Most of these are kids. You bring your children. The gardening series is going to be just for adults. We just, you know, learn how to do a raised bed in your backyard. Grow some tomatoes, do some lettuce, help your kids, you know, plant some carrots and some simple things just to get you started. Pique your interest. See if you're interested. You know, oh, my gosh, I did this once, and I'm never going to do it again. Or, wow, I did that successfully. Maybe I'll do another raised bed. You know, maybe I'll try green beans.
You know what I think we ought to do is make sure that everyone knows where to pick up these brochures because it's a whole slew of information, and you might miss something that sounds pretty no strings attached, make the best of your environment. And since you're on this show, it just sounds good.
It's excellent. It is so much fun. It is fun, and families walk away going, wow, that was fun. When's your next thing? And just word of mouth, it's been great for us.
Where do we get the brochures?
Well, swing by the Henry County Alliance office, which is inside the chamber office in Paris. I could probably put some in your chamber office here in Murray.
Oh, I think that's a must, yeah.
Down at Paris Landing State Park, they'll have some of those in the office. Most of the schools will have them. I'll try and figure out where else we can make those available for the public. And Facebook.
I think it's going
to be Hazelwood ECO, which means every child outdoors. Our goal is to get every child outdoors and with their families and happy and comfortable. So just kind of play around. Keep typing in on your Facebook page and see if Hazelwood ECO pops up. And if it does, and that should happen. And part of the interesting thing is because we're funded through the state of Tennessee Health Department, everything that we put in print has to be approved by the Health Department just to make sure we're not giving you guys poor or ill information. So it slows our progress down a little bit. But I think it's great. And talk to a 4th, 5th, or 6th grader at Harrelson or Lakewood and about their experiences.
Thank you again for being here. I'd say with Vicki Jo Stephens Valentine at the helm, the Hazelwood Every Child Outdoors Center has a running chance at doing great things.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I have a great support from my husband on that. So I'm going to give him credit for the GPS notice on the media release.
Very cool.